So another major undertaking besides fundraising is you really raised the academic standards. You mentioned about endowed chair. Can you talk about some of your effort in that area?
When I first came, I was really, how shall I say it nicely, a little concerned that the standards for promotion and tenure were modest. So I put together a committee and asked them to look into it and to compare with other institutions and to see if we could raise the standards for tenure and promotion. I put together a number of committees when I got here. One was a strategic planning committee, which I chaired, and this committee and several others. But this was a real challenge, and Ed Cohen and Laura Grayson were on that committee, and they kept threatening to quit because it was so difficult to get agreement. This is the heart of a professor's life. But I wouldn't let them quit. I said, we got to stay with this. And in the end, they did work with the faculty, and the standards were strengthened. We keep improving that as we go along, but that was a good start to this process. And because we were so poor when I came, the endowment was about $37, $8 million. That when we got an endowed chair, or any other gift, I used it for internal purposes. I offset the budget so I gave a number of chairs to people who were on the faculty who deserved it. And I think that helped also raise the self-esteem and the ambition and the productivity of the faculty. I believe in this faculty. I'm very close to the faculty even now, and I think they're the heart of the institution, and the students come and go, presidents come and go, but faculty are pretty stable.